When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Wednesday, June 26th. The Jaguars Stadium of the Future has been approved by the Jacksonville City Council. They voted yesterday in a landslide vote. The Jaguars Stadium of the Future plan was passed 14-1. 14 yeses to only one no vote on the City Council. So June 25th, 2024, it's going to go down as a day to remember in the history of the Jacksonville Jaguars and in the development of the city of Jacksonville, without question. You know, people that live in Jacksonville, Jaguars fans, are going to remember the date, June 25th, 2024. The next hurdle will be the owners' vote in October. The Jaguars need 24 of 32 owners to vote yes on the stadium deal, which of course they will. It's a good deal for the Jaguars and the NFL. Massive upgrade in this stadium. Good deal for the city as well. Good deal for the fans. So I think that that's not going to be a major hurdle, but it is the next formality that the Jaguars have to get through is the owners' vote in October. Again, they need 24 of 32 owners to vote yes. Again, I strongly believe that that will not be an issue. So we're going to dive into it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you've been enjoying the content, please consider subscribing. A lot of y'all out there watch but don't subscribe. Please consider subscribing. It helps me out a lot. And if you want to support the channel further, you can check out genjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear and become a channel member here on YouTube. So if you haven't been paying attention to this whole situation, there's a $1.4 billion stadium renovation, EverBank Stadium, that the Jaguars proposed and that the mayor, Donna Deegan, also proposed to the city council. And city council has now approved that the city and the Jaguars will split the bill. Now, over the next 2 years, the city will pay $150 million on repairs and maintenance of the current stadium. And then after that's done, the two sides will split the rest of the bill down the middle. So it's going to be $650 million for the Jaguars, $650 million for the city of Jacksonville to get this new or remodeled stadium built. I know some will ask why there isn't help from the state. I mean, if you pay attention to other stadium deals across the league, you see a lot of state money coming in to help out with these stadiums. But quite simply, the state of Florida just is unwilling to get involved with stadium deals. They do not play that game. So that's why it's all on Jacksonville and the Jaguars to get this done. Now, again, assuming the owners pass the vote, 24 of 32 owners vote yes, the Jaguars will be locked in to Jacksonville, playing football in Jacksonville for the next 30 years with the non-relocation agreement on the stadium lease. 30 years. Unbelievable. Some highlights of the remodeled stadium. I'm sure y'all have seen the designs. If you want to get like a more in-depth look at all this, you can check out firstdowntownjacks.com. That's been kind of their initiative to get this whole thing going and to get downtown going a little bit. And the Jaguars and the city strongly believe that a new stadium will help reinvigorate downtown, and they're going to be pouring this. The city is $150 million into different renovations and upgrades and initiatives around that area to try to get things going. But highlights of this stadium include state-of-the-art design. Like, if you've seen the renderings, they look unbelievable. Shade on all seats, which is massive. Wider concourses. You know, it has gotten very clogged up inside those concourses during game day. So wider concourses should make it for a little bit easier flow of traffic in there. And then increased space for football operations. New HVAC, electrical, mechanical, and plumbing. So those things aren't as exciting for the fan, but important for stadium health, right? Shad Khan, he had this to say about the deal. The belief and determination of Dolores and Wayne Weaver to make the Jacksonville Jaguars a reality more than 30 years ago was reaffirmed today by the leadership of Mayor Donna Deegan, her team, and the Jacksonville City Council. The message then and now should be clear. Never doubt Jacksonville.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Awesome message from Shad Khan there. I know Mayor Deegan, she's fired up about it as well. She has been an instrumental part in getting this deal done, without question. She's done a fantastic job. Her team has done a great job. And what a glorious time it is to be a Jacksonville Jaguars fan. You have a successful head coach, a franchise quarterback, plenty of talent throughout this roster. Miller Electric Center, which... that should not be undersold as to how important that is when you're talking about having free agents coming in here, when you're talking about taking care of the players you do have. Miller Electric Center is a big deal. And also just like work, if you're a member of the coaching staff, front office, if you're a player, working inside that building compared to working inside the bowels of Everbank Stadium, That's a huge quality of life improvement. It is, no question about it. Like, that facility, it's airy, it's light, there's windows everywhere. It doesn't feel like the dungeon, which is the nickname for the insides of their former football facility, right? Inside Everbank Stadium. So it's the 2027 season that they will have to find an alternate venue to play home games. You could have three games in London that year, according to Mark Lamping, and he made sure that everyone knows it would only be in 2027, the year that the construction, the major parts of the construction are being done on Everbank Stadium, right? Could have three games in London that year, along with games in either Orlando or Gainesville, it looks like. None of that's official yet. We haven't learned exactly where the Jaguars are going to be playing their home games, if there will be three games in London or not. We don't know yet, but you can expect the Jaguars to be playing away from Everbank Stadium in 2027. And in 2026, it's expected to be a reduced capacity stadium at Everbank because there's still going to be construction getting underway at that point. But this thing's supposed to open in 2028. Any overages in construction costs will be taken care of by the team, not the city. 80% of the game day costs will be taken care of by the Jaguars. To all the folks out there, nationally, even local, who said the Jaguars were moving to London, you know, the Jason Lockenfors of the world, where are you at? Where are you at now? I know Jason Lockenfors said, get back to me in 2021. How about get back to me in 2024? Jaguars are locked in with the city of Jacksonville for the next 30 years. It has been a long, long, bumpy ride. You know, from the glory of the mid to late 90s when this was a fresh, brand new football team, the excitement in the city of Jacksonville around that football team, you know, Mark Brunell, Tony Baselli, Jimmy Smith, Keenan McCardell, Tony Brackens, Kevin Hardy, the list goes on and on. Fred Taylor. The downfall of that team and regime, you know, Tom Coughlin was the head coach and the GM, de facto. And they overspent a bit. They didn't manage the cap properly. Had some bumps in the road, and, you know, Tom Coughlin got fired. Mark Brunell got, you know, shipped off. Then there were some brief glimmers of hope, you know, under Jack Del Rio. You had some really good defenses under Jack. You had the unbelievable duo of Fred Taylor and Maurice Jones-Drew. You had Byron Leftwich for a time. David Garrard came in, played good football for the Jaguars. Obviously, injuries kind of shortened his career. Then you had the dark ages of the 2010s after Shad Khan bought the team. Gus Bradley years, it was not built. As Gus Bradley said it was built, it was not. And then you have Doug Marrone and Tom Coughlin come in, lead this team to the 2017 AFC title game. Everyone's feeling good. Blake Bortles, the boat, playing great football. That was short-lived, right? Team gets in trouble with the NFLPA. Players want to leave. No one wants to re-sign here. It was bad. And then you hit rock bottom with Urban Meyer, right? Rock bottom. But the night is darkest just before the dawn, folks. And this is finally an organization headed in the right direction on and off the field. Congratulations to Jags fans, city of Jacksonville, everybody involved. I'm fired up for it. Love to know what y'all think. Drop your thoughts in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please consider subscribing. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.